Hey guys, before we get into our episode today, I just wanted to announce that we have our first patron. And on my Patreon, you do get patron shoutouts on the podcast. So, Leona Britt, thank you so much for being my first patron. I'm so excited. Bonus episodes are coming. I think the first one I'm gonna do is gonna be Jurassic Park versus Jurassic World, so I'm kind of reviewing both movies, like all the Jurassic Park movies and all the Jurassic World movies, and let me tell you, I get pretty passionate about the actors. If that's something you guys are interested, definitely check out my Patreon page. I now actually have a Linktree as well, so that is going to be in my bio on Instagram. I'll also put it in the show notes for you. So be sure to check all that out. And more bonus episodes. And Patreon does monthly pledges, so I have a $1, $3, and $5 option. And the $5 option, you get a bonus episode of the podcast. So if that's something you're interested in, please check it out. And I'm not sponsored by Patreon. I'm just announcing this because I'm so excited. And that's part of the Patreon deal. So for being a patron. So without further ado, here's today's episode. And thank you to Leona once again for being our first patron. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to All Whack Podcast. How are we doing? How are we doing today? It's been a time. 2020 has been a time. I know I've said that multiple times in the previous podcast, but it never stops being true. So today, whilst speaking with you, I am also going to paint my nails because I'm bored and multitasking is fun sometimes. And today I wanted to talk to you all about supporting your friends and supporting local businesses. When I say supporting your friends, I mean, of course, support your friends at all times, but especially right now, your artist friends. Because, like, why would you not want to support your friends? And also, wouldn't you want your friends to support you? Question mark. I mean, that's just kind of how I feel about it. And you know, there are lots of things to lots of ways to help support your friends. That if you are broke and can't actually, you know, donate to your friend's Patreon, or I know some people have, like, some of my musicians, can't talk. Some of my musician friends have PayPal, and it's like the virtual tip jar. But, you know, a lot of us right now are struggling, and that is something I understand. I understand the struggle. It is a struggle right now. So, like, if you. Number one, I think support for your friends would be if you can, like, give them money for the art that they do. You know, whether they actually have, like, physical art, or, you know, a lot of my friends are musicians, and then I have some friends that do photography. I have some friends that do a lot of stuff and acting and things like that. But, you know, a good way to support your friends is like, hey, follow their Instagram accounts, like them on Facebook, whatever pages they have, like them on Apple Music or Spotify. If they have a podcast, you know, like, rate, subscribe to the podcast, give a review, follow their Instagram, share their Instagram posts, you know, share the content itself. Like, if you really connect with, say, a podcast episode or a song, or a photo that somebody has taken, like, share that directly. Like, directly share the photo on your Instagram story, Facebook, whatever it is. Because then you're spreading the word, you know, and word of mouth is hard to do right now. So a lot of it is, you know, virtual word of mouth. So if you're just on Facebook and you're scrolling through and you see your friend shared a whole
folder of new photos that they took. Like and share, comment, interact with the posts, and it really makes them feel good, because then they know, like, you know, and most people do the art because they love to do the art, but then they know that people also enjoy their art and want to see more and will actually interact with their work and connect with it. So, you know, it's really important with your friends, especially, like, let them know that you're there and you support what they do and that you want to see more of it, and you're like, yes, do your stuff, do it, I am here and I love it. Because I don't think enough people really do that now. They kind of worry about their own medium and they worry about their own problems and wanting to get their art out there, but I think so much of it is also reciprocating. You know, don't just ask people to like, share, subscribe, comment, you know, leave a review, all of that, without reciprocating. So, you know, and I've been trying to get better at practicing what I preach, you know, by supporting friends and supporting local, and so, you know, I've been trying really hard to kind of stay off of social media as much as I can, but there are times where I'll take, you know, maybe an hour and I'll scroll through Facebook and Instagram and I'll share my friend's work on my story. And, you know, it's really all I can do right now. And I have some followers and, you know, people watch my stories. So if I can share my friend's work, then it gets my friends more recognition by people that may not follow them. And, you know, I would hope that, you know, my friends also would share my work and what I do. And, you know, and it's funny because I'm saying it and it makes it sound like I only do it so that they'll share my work. But no, if I don't like something, usually I won't share it. You know, I mean, it's not your style, if it's not really what you vibe with, then, you know, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say it at all, is a good rule of thumb. But, you know, I have friends who do podcasts and music, and I check out their music and whatever they put out. You know, I love to hear it, and if I don't like what it is, you know, I'll listen to it and be like, oh, I don't think I really like that, or, you know, I see something that somebody made, I'm like, oh, I'm really glad that they're doing what they're doing, but it's not necessarily my vibe, but, you know, I'm glad that they are doing what they're doing. But if you really connect with something, or it really inspires you, or it's just aesthetically pleasing to look at or listen to, then share it. By all means, just share it. You know, getting the word out there is always a great thing. And it was so nice, because I shared my Patreon link on Facebook and Twitter, and I had a few people share it, and it just made me feel really good, because, you know, I'm like, I don't have any patrons yet, but them sharing it, you know, I just feel like it gets more eyes on it, and, you know, people might check it out and they might not, and that's totally okay. But it's in the, just sharing is also support to your friends. Went on a little tangent there, but just sharing the posts or anything, commenting, interacting with the post is always a big help. And then local businesses. So I actually work at a local business. I work at Silver City Restaurant, and it's great, because, like, they have their own Instagram, and so sometimes I'll share the posts on Instagram on my story and, you know, eat there, support the business. And, you know, I work there. That also helps support the business. But, you know, Midnight Sun, the new Stephanie Meyer book, the, you know, new Twilight Saga book just came out, and I was looking for it everywhere. And, you know, default is for books is going to Barnes & Noble. Barnes & Noble did not have it. And I was like, what? And then I went to Target. Target did not have it. And then Walmart didn't have it either. And I was just astonished. So then I was like, oh, you know what? Kitsap actually has, like, so many independent bookstores. And so I was looking up, and a lot of them were sold out. But then there was one in Bremerton. I think it's Ballast, B-A-L-L-A-S-T, I think is how it's spelled. Book company. I'm so sorry. I don't know how to say it. And they had a copy, and so I ordered it, did curbside pickup, and they were super nice, because I think the Friday before I had purchased it, there was a Q&A that Stephanie Meyer actually went to at the drive-in in Shelton, and I didn't get to go. And that was sad, but the person who brought the book out to my car said, she goes, oh, I put the mask and I put all the things that went with the interview, I put all that in the little bag for you. And I thought that was so nice, because I just bought the book, and you know, I was not expecting that at all. And I got a little signed nameplate from Stephanie Meyer, and so that was just really nice. I thought that was so nice, because I would not have got that at Barnes & Noble or Target or Walmart, going to buy the book. And I got the face mask and everything, and it's so cute, and I just thought that was super nice, and I will definitely go back to that bookstore sometime in the future. But I have lately been trying to buy used books, just because I've been trying not to get too much into consumerism, la-di-da, but that's another episode and tangent for a different time. But, you know, supporting your local businesses like that, just getting a new book release is great. It helps them out so much, because it does. It helps them. It helps them stay in business. And, you know, there are so many local businesses in Kitsap just by themselves. And, you know, we have the Kitsap Food Co-op in Bremerton. There's the Urban Plant Shop in Bremerton. A lot of stuff is in Bremerton, but, you know, there have been a few things in Silverdale, and Silver City is one of them. I work there, and I'm trying to think of other local businesses. I have not been out really and done really anything in so long. So, like, I'm trying to think of local businesses that I went to. I don't know if Bella Bella Cupcakes is local or a chain, but I enjoy Bella Bella. Monica's Bakery, that's at the Silverdale waterfront. Love it there. They make really great Italian sodas. By the way, none of these businesses sponsor me. I'm just shouting them out because I love them. Highly recommend. People that work there are super nice. They're following all the safety precautions and everything. It's amazing. Highly recommend if you are looking for, you know, something to do. Especially if you, like I talked about in my last episode, taking yourself on a date, if you live in the Kitsap area. But also if you don't, find a local business, find a locally owned coffee shop. You know, and here we have the Coffee Oasis too. I'm not sure about Austin Chase. It seems like Austin Chase would be its own local, but I'm not 100% sure. But I love them there too. But it's a tough time for everyone right now, but especially like local businesses who don't have a corporate, you know, places like Starbucks, and as much as I love them, Dutch Bros, like, I mean, they're pretty all over. There's quite a few in Washington. I looked this up one time. I think there's 5 locations in Las Vegas, which I thought was so weird, because I've been to Las Vegas many times and I've never seen one, but they're obviously not on the strip, but I just thought that was funny. And then they're in Oregon too, and so I think they actually started in Oregon, but I'm saying there's a lot of them. But you know, like Target, Barnes & Noble, Walmart, Starbucks, I mean, they're all corporate places. So they are going to be okay through the pandemic, but locally owned mom and pop places are going to struggle through this time because they may have to let employees go because they're not getting enough business, especially when a lot of places had to close down for so long. 'Cause I was temporarily laid off, quote, quote, for I think like a month and a half or 2 months before I could go back and have a shift every, I had one shift every week and it was like a 3 hour shift, but that was all they could do. And especially like now independent artists too, especially independent artists who do this, who do their art for a living. You know, my bandmate in Mungo St. John, he does live streams and everything through his Patreon, and you know, but he, that's how he made his money, was doing shows, and now you can't go to physical shows anymore, and so it's a lot harder to maintain that and make money. And you know, everybody doing physical art, music, and not everybody makes all of their money through their art medium, but I do know quite a few people who do make some money from it, and it helps. It helps them a lot so that they don't have to rely on a 9-to-5 job. But it is hard to maintain. And even now myself, like, I'm not able to go to my work as much. So I'd love to do, when I'm home, taking, you know, being one of three caretakers, when I can, I'd love to work on my art, you know, and my art is mostly the podcasts, and, you know, I'm teaching myself instruments, and I'm reading a lot, and I want to start a YouTube channel, and my little brother's going to help me with that, and because he knows a lot, he's good with technology, I'm not, I need, like, a lot of help. I feel sorry for my future children. I'm gonna be like, hey, I need help. And they're like, Mom, this is like the fifth time today. I'm like, yeah, I know. You'll have to write it down. Mom, I wrote it down. I lost it. Sorry, future children. But supporting your friends, especially if your friends are independent artists, it's so important, so, so important. Let them know that you're there, you see them, you see their work, you see what they're doing, and share it. And even local businesses, find local businesses' social media in your area, and, you know, share their posts and information that they have, and, you know, get the word out for them, because it really does help them a lot, just to get the word out, because then it's in somebody's mind, like, oh yeah, I need to go, I should try out Monica's Bakery, you know, they do their coffee, they do other things, and they have food and everything, and then that really helps out that business. So I think, you know, that's all I have today, for you guys, supporting friends, local businesses. Oh, other ways you can support local businesses. Some local businesses take donations, depending on what they are. If it's a food or maybe retail, you could order online and do curbside pickup. I know Barnes & Noble was doing that for a while. Almost every restaurant is doing curbside pickup, and that's including corporate, quote, quote, corporate ones, like Olive Garden is doing pickup, curbside pickup, but I know Silver City is definitely doing curbside pickup, so that really helps so much, you have no idea, just doing curbside pickup, and then you don't have to cook a meal for the night, you know, and then, again, share and like their social media posts, help them get the word out. But I will leave you all with that. Thank you so, so much for listening. I hope that you guys are having a great day. And I will talk to you next week. Don't forget to wear your mask. Keep your hand sanitizer close. And your mask closer. And stay groovy. I'll talk to you next week. Thank you so much for listening to All Whack Podcast.
I really appreciate your support. Just listening to the podcast is a huge help. But if you'd like to support me further, I do have a Patreon. If you go to patreon.com/zoinksitsjackie, I do have monthly options for donation. And if you can't donate, that's totally okay. I just appreciate you listening to my podcast. Thank you guys so much, and I'll talk to you next week.